Another high-ranking Republican is saying he will support Donald Trump. We're talking about Senator Orrin Hatch, the longest-serving Republican in the Senate. But Hatch also says that Trump needs to, quote, act in a manner worthy of a de facto nominee.
Very different than what we heard from the Republican Speaker of the House today, Paul Ryan, after his meeting with Trump. He did not endorse Trump, but he also didn't tell Trump to tone it down. He said what the GOP needs is unity.
This is our first meeting. I was very encouraged with this meeting. But this is a process. It takes a little time. You don't put it together in 45 minutes.
Joining us now, here and now, political analyst Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you, friend?
I'm doing well. And were you surprised that there wasn't an endorsement today from Paul Ryan?
No, I wasn't expecting an endorsement from Speaker Ryan. But what I was expecting, exactly what came out of it, which was a very positive, forward-thinking, encouraging report of what not only in his written statement, which is a joint statement, but also in what he said in his interview press conference afterwards. I think this is a positive step forward. And, you know, Jeremy, Speaker Ryan is very deliberative and he's a policy person. So as he gets to know Donald Trump as the candidate, they are going to come together and find some common ground as it relates to policy. And I believe they're going to find one or two policy issues that are passionate or that the speaker is passionate about that Donald Trump will adopt. And then at the same time, he will go ahead and endorse him. You know, it's sort of like going to a wedding and having the officiant be against your bride and totally against your union, but still presiding over your wedding. Speaker Ryan is going to be the chairman of the GOP convention in Cleveland. And so it's going to be very difficult for him to not go into that convention being against him and not endorsing Donald Trump.
But even if it serves both of their interests for there to be unity, there were some positions that many observers thought would be deal breakers for somebody like Paul Ryan. I want to play this now famous tape of Donald Trump in December after the San Bernardino attack, calling for one of his most controversial plans.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
And a day after Trump said that, Ryan said this.
Normally, I do not comment on what's going on in the presidential election. I will take an exception today. This is not conservatism. What was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for. And more importantly, it's not what this country stands for.
Paris, how can they possibly come together after something like that?
Well, you know, President Reagan once said, a person who agrees with you 80% of the time is a friend and an ally, not a 20% traitor. And so one thing that I realized when I worked at the RNC was that the RNC does politics, the Hill does policy. And so what Speaker Ryan is understanding is that he doesn't do the politics, the politicking of what is going on. And so he can come together because at that time when that statement was made, Donald Trump was not the presumptive nominee. Now that he is the nominee, now that he will be our party standard bearer and the leader to go against Hillary Clinton, he knows just as well as the rest of the millions of people who voted for Donald Trump, they want somebody to beat her. And so he has got to find ways to come together on certain issues, not all of them, but on certain issues and support this presumptive nominee.
Well, what issue do they agree on? Because there was an issue just this week, the idea of Medicare. Paul Ryan has been talking about privatizing it. Donald Trump said he doesn't want to change Medicare right now. He wants to leave it the way it is. What issue do they agree on?
I think when you look at the issue of job creations and the role of government as it relates to jobs and the economy and having a pro-growth economy, supporting small businesses and the entrepreneurship that they both subscribe to, I think on the economy is where you will find the most common ground there. But, you know, I think there's a real opportunity for Speaker Ryan to bring Donald Trump into the fold on some of his opportunity agenda items that he's been promoting. And so I think that's what you're going to see. You're going to see Donald Trump come to the side of Speaker Ryan on some issues that are really passionate, especially about poverty and free enterprise, which I think are something that is something that they both can come together.
Do you see
on.
Trump making any changes on his most controversial positions, including building a wall and deporting all of the people who are in this country illegally?
I don't see Donald Trump changing his position. That's what he ran on. You know, that is why the
So Ryan's going to have to come around to that, you think?
he's going to have to come around to accepting the fact that there are people in the Republican Party who do not agree 100% with every precept and platform position of the party, just like there are millions of Catholics who believe in birth control, and that is not what the Holy Father talks about. And so you will have to find a way to talk about the things that you agree on, and remember that we are an open party with diverse opinions. Like I said before, Senator Collins in Maine is totally different than Jeff Sessions down south in their opinions and what they believe in. And that's the beauty of our party. We are not monolithic, and the Speaker and the rest of the Republicans are going to have to come together and accept that.
But you all agree you don't want Hillary Clinton in.
100%.
That everyone seems to be able to agree on in the Republican Party. Here now, political analyst Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.